Lecture topic, three things to speed up Islah.
Bismillah. In this road to Allah Ta'ala, the most important thing is sincerity. You have to be very sincere. There will be no other reason besides the pleasure of Allah. And sincerity means this much. In sincerity, you are prepared to sacrifice everything. And in sincerity, you prepare to sacrifice everything. For Allah Ta'ala, you give your life. Whatever I do, I must do it for His pleasure, and no matter what I'm going through, no matter what difficulties, I have to do it. And you do it with pleasure. In the beginning, it will be difficult. You don't want to do it, but you still do it. There's no such thing as not to do it. Until unless you get this quality in you that you become very strong at heart, that no matter what happens, I'm going to do it. Then only you will go forward. In the matters of the world, you find a person that achieves something. He's not prepared, he's prepared to sacrifice everything, the food, the life, everything. It's leaving everything. You'll achieve a certain thing. So we have got an achievement here to reach Allah Ta'ala. And remember, the road to Allah Ta'ala is no end to it. No man can say that I have reached a certain state. The more you go near, the more further you are. The road to Allah Ta'ala is no end to it. First, the Quran says, if you make ibadah right till your death. So this condition of us to move forward to Allah Ta'ala continuously without fail, all the time, with punctuality all the time. There is no end to it, you have to continue doing it. No such thing, I have reached somewhere. If you feel I have reached somewhere, you reach nowhere. The great saints, whatever they reach, they reach very high. But they said they reach nowhere. So we have to understand the road to Allah Ta'ala is called suluk. The only way you can, there's only one way, and that is, I must strive right till I pass away. You will not be under the impression that there's a limitation of time here. There's only one limit this much, till death. You have to continue. And you have to try to master yourself all the time, and you think you must know that you're not a master. At any time in your heart you begin to think I've achieved somewhere, then you will know there's a defect in it. In everything that you do, whether it's zikr, Quran, namaz, whatever you do, no matter how much you enjoy those things, but remember you have received nowhere. And as long as you've got this in your heart that I have received nowhere, you begin to strive. But the big moment you think that you receive somewhere, you begin to slack. Now let you relax. But you got this, no, I have to continue. Like you know, the kitab, the person with kitab. He wants to learn the kitab more and more, but the more he learns, he feels I did not learn. Take a half of the Quran. I'm talking about pakka half of it. You can learn half of it with one pakka. You see, he's always reading all the time. Because he's scared that he'll read it or he'll lose it. So that reading all the time is to achieve it all the time. I will not lose it. Likewise, the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not lose this. My destination is one only, but there's no end to the destination. You have to understand this. That's why they say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "Kutuma uhila inna kitab wa aqimis salah." In that Allah ta'ala is giving us a reminder, is but that the revelation that came down regarding the Quran. In that way that you will do it, wala dhikrullahi akbar, it's a very great zikr. Allah is giving us that to read the Quran, it's a very great zikr. Wala dhikr. So if a person is zikr all the time, he does not know how great it is to wear zikr. Three things are wanted. And the most important thing, that one thing, is that you must be consistent, and all the time you must be in it all the time. You cannot leave it. As namaz, a person is salah in the manner he's supposed to lead, then salah is sufficient for you to prevent you from all immoral acts, indecent acts. It will never come into you. And if it comes to you, it will fade away. If you know how to lead salah. Everything got its right. If you know how to lead salah, salah is sufficient for you to, inna salah tanha, inna tanha, in Urdu means alone, is alone. Sufficient for a person to keep away from all indecent acts. But you must know how to make salah. The important thing, how to make salah, is important. If you only can read, you know, one Qarisa, he was a blind, very, very pious person. I think I'm exaggerating, he needed about 25 parts a day. So the Ustaz should tell him there, what a knowledgeable person you are. How good you are. How come that you're still staying here? You're not thinking of improving and progressing? So in Urdu, he said, all could be done, and alhamdulillah, namaz padhne aa gaye. Namaz padhne aa gaye. You see, in all that other things I don't know about, but alhamdulillah, I know how to read namaz. You know what a statement that is? If a person says, I know how to read namaz, he told the Ustaz, alhamdulillah, maybe I have nothing else, but namaz padhne aa gaye. If you only know how to read namaz, to respect namaz, and if only read namaz, it is sufficient for you for everything. Allah Ta'ala says it of you. Inna salata tanha lil fahsha wa munkar. It is you how you read salah, you respect the salah, and how you read salah. Then you see with this couple, but how this salah is sufficient for you. But three things is wanted at all times. And the three things so important. One is this much. Is this much that make for the purification of your nafs and your body, your acts, the purification of your nafs. These three things are essential and must always be in you. If any of these things miss out, you will not be a perfect person. Perfectly, you do not cannot be tried, no matter how you become perfect, you cannot be. And the most important, the first one is the purification, this one, is wanted, is this one. That the most important thing is this one. So important is making zikr. Making zikr. You make zikr. Zikr, whatever zikr you are doing. Whatever your share, your prescribed for you, make zikr. Remember one thing, without a share, you can never go far. You can read all the best books. The all kind of books you can read. No matter how much knowledge you have, books are concerned, you know. Why won't a person become a doctor? He just say, I don't have to go to university, I don't have to go to teach, I just need to read books. I read books, I become a doctor. That one person, he gave one person an injection. And father died. So ask him, what's happened to you? He didn't have the knowledge, he said, I was very sincere. Leader sincere, he didn't have the knowledge, how can do that? No one will accept that. So most important thing is you must have a guide. The Sahaba Ibrahim had a guide. That guide is the best guide, the greatest guide. The guide in the world that we are also following. But with other guides. Sahaba Ibrahim and then. Tabi'im and then. Tabi'im and then. They had guides all the time. You hear great big people today in this world who have passed by. But you notice that they had a guide. And they have a knowledge of ocean of knowledge. The knowledge was very, we can't get that knowledge now. They were so high, it was so high. But with all that knowledge they had, the ocean of knowledge, but they had someone to guide them. They never left it. You hear of Sayyidina Khalid Jilani Rahmatullahi. You hear of Shaykh Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullahi. You know he was a very great person. Shaykh Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali used a very famous story about him. That he should send salam to Nabi Karim from Madinah. And when he came to Madinah al-Munawwara, he came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I always send salam to you from different people. Today I'm present here myself. How nice to take your hand and kiss. Who can say that he could say what? And when the hand came out, without exaggeration, thousands of people were there. And this hand was shining the sun of nothing. And when he kissed that hand, he got an ecstasy of humility. He did not have pride. Look, I am the only one with opportunity to kiss the hand. Became humble, he said, I cannot kiss this hand. It's okay. And he got an ecstasy. And he wanted people to thank him. I'm not fit to kiss his hand. So these were people of that kind. They had sheikhs. They did not work without sheikhs. You know, one day, one person, in the Quran, Shaqi and Sa'id. Shaqi, Allah will protect us from that. A Shaqi is a person whose heart is very hard. No one accepts the right. So when Shaqi came to Sayyidina Abu Qaisar, Abu Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah, to say, I want to give my hand to you. They were so high that he just looked at him and said, you are Shaqi? I can't look at you. So he went away from there. He went to Sayyid Abdullah Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali. And he says, when Sayyid Ahmad said, Rifai Rahmatullah, so he said, you Shaqi and I'm Shaqi, come sit down with me. You Shaqi, I'm Shaqi. At that time, Sayyidina Abdullah Ahmad was very high at that time. And this time he was very low. But I'm not going to go into detail, you won't understand at all. But this is, listen to me there. After some time, with the fazl of Allah, remember, no one can change you, said Allah Ta'ala. No matter how big you are, no matter how what you are, only Allah can change you. Your intention is to change. If you intend not to change, you can go to the best person who won't change. My husband told us one day, I'll never forget, if a person comes with sincerity at heart to become something, to come close to Allah Ta'ala, but sincere, then 3 majlis is sufficient. Otherwise, 30 years to nothing. You don't know how many people are coming here, only Allah knows who are and who's who. In a time of Nabi Karim, they were munafiqs too. So who are we? What intention is coming here? We only don't know, only Allah knows. But that person who comes with the intention that, you know, that I want to become close to Allah, and you come with respect, Allah turns him overnight. It's what you do. It's how you come. That's very important, how you come. So it so happened that, you know, after some time, just said, Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullahi, that person became very poor. He became very, very, you know, pious. Then say Ahmad Rifai told him, now go meet my brother Abu Qadir. Go meet my brother Abu Qadir. Then when he went to see Abu Qadir Jailani Rahmatullahi, he looked at him and said, yes, only Ahmad Rifai can do this. So the humility they had in them. So it's how you come. It's how you are sitting. If you're sitting with the intention of becoming something close to Allah Ta'ala and you're very sincere, Allah Ta'ala takes you 1 minute. In the hadith it mentioned, you walk with Allah, Allah walk, 2 walks. 1 yard, 2 yard, Allah. You run to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grabs you. So it's how you do. So these 3 things are so important. Always in being obedient to Allah. Every moment, in every occasion, to be obedient to Allah. Do not make the mosque a place of obedience only. Many people, they come and sit in the mosque, they live with so much of humility. They live so much of humbleness they live with. But when they go out, it's for what? That's why he said that when you go out also, you're the same person that in the mosque. You look everyone with one eye, that's humility, you know. The concern is now the zikr that you're making all the time has been prescribed by the sheikh. Continuously making the zikr all the time, a time will come in you that even when you are talking to someone, you are busy engaging the worldly affairs, but it will stop you from doing the wrongs. Many a time you think, I did not make the zikr of Allah, but everything that you do will be according to the law of Allah Ta'ala. You are so obedient. Obedient servant of that kind that you walk in the street through, you're controlling your eyes. You walk in with someone, you're controlling your ears. You walk in with someone, you're controlling your heart. Everything that you become like that when you make the zikr of Allah all the time. Sometimes a man begins to feel, unholy. I was in the shop today, but not once I took the name of Allah. He feels very hurt about it. He does not realize, did he do anything wrong there? If everything was according to the teaching of Allah and Rasulullah, then you must know that is something called zikr, that he remembered Allah and not commit one sin. And another person may be not of zikr, but doing all the wrongs. So which person the better person? A person who follows Allah's command, obedience to Allah all the time. You must know one thing, you must not do anything, you must make intention that I must do this right till I just leave this world and die. You will namaz to Allah and keep me as namaz right till I die. Everything. What is to go to Jannat? With punishment. Allah says. And one is to go Jannat without reckoning that goes. Which one you want? The Jannat that He gives you with happiness. That's why that dua, Allah may nas'aluka the dawq of Jannah. Oh Allah, I'm asking for that Jannat with your pleasure first. You must be happy with me. I'm not doing anything wrong to harm to you. I'm not cause any kind of disgrace to me before I do it. I must be everything that Allah asks you this, that you must be happy with me, then give me Jannat. One is you get Jannat, you know. One is Jannat with him, I'm happy with you. That's why this dua, Ajim Dhanullah Rahman said, if the dua, if a person only make that, it is sufficient. Allahumma nas'aluka al-dawq wa jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik. So this, you're talking about this, that obedience is that, that your inwards and outwards is so much in control. You know what inwards called? Your inward character. Your outward character. But remember one thing, the greatest quality of man is character. You can do all the good things when you come but good character. No? Good character does not mean to make salam softly. That's not good character. Good character means to be kind to everyone. Look at it, the quality of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't have malice for anyone in the world. You don't have jealousy for anyone. Those things will not be going away from your heart all the time, but it becomes so weak. Become so weak that you won't act on those things. Remember those things, you know, sometimes a person says, oh, nice, jealousy goes away. I know some ladies tell me, you know, I've got jealousy with that person. I said, who told you that you've got jealousy? No, I said, you feel hurt about it. I feel very hurt. That shows enough that you're not happy to be jealous. Many a time, you know, jealousy, you think you've got jealousy for someone. But then there are other ladies, I said, what's wrong with you? You will feel happy about it that you're feeling jealousy. No, I'm not happy. You're not happy. Show you Allah, I'm not happy. No, why? But if you're happy, you know, that will get, you get burnt for that, then no, you must get worse. You must get worse. When you hear about him, you get happy, Allah must take everything away. Then we're talking Allah from someone, your father. So let's try to show you. Like sometimes, you know, a person thinks he's got pride. Your shoe may have got lost. Now you're feeling shy to walk down the, without chip, with bare feet. Why not? I've got pride. I think I've got pride. Because I don't walk. That is not pride. It's just that you got in you that tabiat of being, you know, can't do that thing. Pride means to look down at someone. Where you look down? You look down at yourself. Looking down upon yourself. So if you lost your shoes and you can't walk with the thing, does not mean now what the people will say. It's just that as a tabiat or something else, because you don't walk with them. But it's not pride. Pride is when you look down at someone. And you got nothing. Why you think you need sheikh? to guide you. I myself, one day Hazrati gave the same example I'm giving you. I'm giving you Hazrati gave an example I'm giving you. And he took my name there. And he said, if I lost my shoe, what happened? Just to tell you this month that you, how much you think you are, you think sometimes you got pride, you know? You think sometimes you got something wrong. So zikr to make continuously, make the thing, which comes to a time when you know it becomes so strong in you that you're involved in the worldly matters but you won't commit one sin to. You'll be an honest person. You're an honest businessman. You'll do everything correctly. Your eyes will control, your ears will control, your heart is controlled, everything will control. But at that occasion, you need not take Allah's name once too. I'm just trying to tell you when it, how it becomes so strong. That the quality of being good character becomes so strong in you that everything that you do, the quality of being kind, the quality of being softness, the quality of being with good character, sabr and all, that comes more strong than overtaking. You don't know how important it is. You got those things. You may not need so much of nafil namaz, but you got these qualities, you surpass that person made nafil namaz. You may not keep fast, nafil fast, but if you got these qualities in you, you surpass. How important it is to be very kind and generous. Nabi Ikram said, I came in this world to give a perfection on what character. My coming in this world was for one purpose, to bring up perfection in my character. Character must be good. If your character is not good, with everyone you are the same. The time you talk to people, do you careful. The time you sit, you listen to someone, you be careful. You walk in the street, you be careful. Every moment the quality comes into you this much, that you walk into one in the street, you be very careful. You eating food, you are very careful. Everything that you become careful, it becomes like that. Everything becomes second nature. You will not even stay without wudu. You won't stay? No. Leave alone if you are a sick person and you're not, and you're working at work, at your work. And if your wudu break, you need tayammum at least. Nabi Karim Safi made tayammum. They ask him, Ya Rasul, why you need tayammum when you know the water is next to you? Say, I don't know whether I'll leave the water before I pass away. You don't know these things you do is not a small thing. It's because Rasulullah said you must do this thing. You won't miss one namaz to jamaat. No matter how big and how late the namaz, how early the namaz is, you never miss one namaz. You won't hurt a fly. Leave alone human, you won't hurt a fly. These qualities come into you when you're making dawab. Dawab et ta'at katad zikr. Dawam et ta'at means this, but all the time you must be in obedience to Allah all the time. In the Quran, is Al-Abiduna. Al-Abiduna is the meaning of that you will be all the time you must be in ibadat. Now, one is salah, that is the time, just few minutes. And one is ibadat, 24 hours you will be in ibadat, that's the meaning. Apne taraf se kisi ko takleef na dena. My dear friends, it's very easy to say all those things. Implement those things. Implement those. At home also. At home also. One Buzu said a very nice thing. Most of the men are zalim with their wives. Zulm karte. He used the word zalim. Allah. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Allah will question them how they treat their wives. How they treat their wives is in. Cannot believe it. They shed tears, the night goes by, they cry the whole night, not even concerned. They hurt their feelings, and they say certain things to them, was zalim here, that Huzur says was zalim here. I'm trying to say it. Was zalim. Do you know what's the meaning of that? You also got a sister. You also got a mother. You also got a brother. They are someone's daughter too. Your daughter is going to go somewhere too. But he really says, zalim, the meaning of that is to know how important it is that you must look after them. Take care of them. Because they are the only ones, you know this, but they are under you. You can't go, they cannot go anywhere else. You can tell whatever you say to them. You may enjoy it, but remember one thing. In this world you can cause harm to them. वहां पता चलेगा अल्लाह मन की बात.
Now the day a man would tell his wife, please forgive me. But he wants his wife to tell, you tell me forgive me, you must offer forgiveness. What is called? Insan.
The Hazrat Khan, you know, Hazrat, you know, there's no salt sometimes when they say, namak with kami. You need some salt. So nice he would tell this. So softly he said. As a Thami Rahmatullah Ali, you know, the wife was saying to take something. He said, I can also do that. And she got up to take water. There was no water. So she got up to say, I can also get the water. What do you do? Hazrat waiting, bring the water. This is Hazrat, you see. So what I'm trying to say is, these things, these qualities have come into us in this way, you become so humble. If you only know humility is so high, it is the greatest quality, if you only got that, you'll be good to everyone. Everyone, you'll be kind to everyone. You look at anyone, you think to yourself, oh, that person is better than me. Until unless you don't have this quality in you, that person is better than me. Mother, they will detect it. You understand? But this is the way to do. The silence is about obedience to. The silence is. That's why they say, as a state of solitude, to remain pure is very difficult. As a state of, because at that time solitude, you are alone, completely alone, there's no one there. And at that time, to be completely pure, to remain pure, is very difficult. The only person that can remain pure on that occasion will be in lot of zikr or not. And very obedient to Allah, then that person is my own wander anywhere. Won't go all the wrong places. I cannot get people which are telling me, no, I'm alone, this happening to me. Maghrib time I'm going to, this and doing that. As you must be zikr, that was too much. So obedience is very important. Obedience at all times, in silence. So in their silence, in other words, you notice that that person not making zikr at that time, but they continuously making zikr, or they became so strong, but stamping heart. He stamped his heart that at that time, in whatever he is doing, with the barakat of the zikr, he's being protected from doing all the wrongs. Doing is protecting him. So how important it is that whenever he makes zikr of Allah. You're driving car, make zikr of Allah. You're sitting alone, make zikr of Allah. You're going to read Quran. Quran, the greatest zikr. Well, zikrullah, read the Quran. But do not waste your time. Become close to Allah. Appreciate every moment, appreciate. How you pay so much attention to the worldly matters, you only achieve that. Why don't you achieve this? Because this is the one that you want Allah. And we have to prepare whatever the akhirah. Prepare. And the only way is this, as I mentioned. Purify yourself, your purification. Zikr is wanted, salah is wanted, and all the time to be obedient to Allah. All the time, every moment. Here too, you must be obedient to Allah. Outside, obedient to Allah. In the toilet, you must be obedient to Allah. Every way, you must be obedient. Obedience to Allah. And every occasion is the most important. That is the meaning of dawam ta'at, kathrat zikr. When my husband gave his once majlis, he said, I don't know what to tell. First time I spoke in this time. To me, what Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, give us the okay from his zikr, his numbers, and become more clear. And become so close to him. The close one that Allah is one. And remember, the worst thing for a person the cell phone. If you want your child, if you want to forget your zikr, you'll forget all your things, take a cell phone. Take a cell phone, you forget everything. Allah money. He's the biggest shaitan that is. If you see your children to be disobedient to you, if you are disobedient to Allah, use the cell phone. But no one is prepared to leave it. You're listening to it all the time. I still get calls. We can talk. I think I'm doing my duty. Now his position is not to use it. But then it's gone so far that no one is prepared to leave it. No one is prepared. People thinking whose Islam was so strongly done just because of the cell phone in their water bottle, damaged the whole life. So it's so difficult. It's a poison of that kind. It's a drug. It's worse than a drug. Allahumma inni a'udhu. Make dua that Islam must be a place. Make dua to battle everything that Allah made by Islam. If you say, Allah, I'm very weak, help me. If you won't help me, Allah, who will help me? Allah, change my life. Now become more close to me. Don't come with the intention that you become yourself. Intention that you become more clear, more nearer to you and more. Give us tawfiq of may falling Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa sayyidina. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana min umuri kulliha wa ajirna min fitnati dunya wa akhirah. Allahumma nas'aluka ridhaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على أخي سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.